And at the Classic of the Country, I'm Matt Croy alongside Stephen Perry, who's the head coach at Owens Community College out of Toledo at this year's Classic of the Country. And Stephen, you've been telling me that you've been coming to the Classic a lot over the years. What keeps bringing you back to be a part of this event?
Well, the first of all is like the atmosphere is great, and just the, you know, having a tournament this big with Ohio players.
Yeah.
You know, Ohio is our, you know, recruiting ground, so it's really important that we see, you know, all these teams. And, you know, at the end of the season, it's kind of crazy how in the state tournament you see a lot of these same teams playing in this tournament. So it's great basketball to watch, and like I said, the whole atmosphere is just awesome.
Absolutely. You mentioned Ohio being the base of the recruiting ground, obviously. Do you get much recruiting, outside of the state, or focus a lot in Ohio?
Focus a lot of Ohio, but, you know, we kind of, Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, kind of the Midwest is where we kind of focus, so.
Now, you mentioned you kind of got your start there coaching-wise in the high school level, girls basketball. What kind of got you into coaching just in general for you?
I have two daughters, and when they were growing up, they needed coaches. You know, actually, I played in college, though, so I was a college player, and then just never thought about getting into coaching. And then my daughters needed a head coach when they were growing up, and just kind of got into it that way, did some AAU, and then worked my way up through high school, and then now in college. So
the passion has grown from there. Now, for you, how do you feel like your coaching has kind of grown over the years, or evolved over the years, just as a coach, I guess? How do you think your coaching has changed going back to your high school days down to your college days, just from a coaching standpoint?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that makes a world of difference, and we're seeing it today, is the speed of the game and the shot clock.
Sure, yeah.
For having the shot clock here in today's event makes a world of difference. I mean, in high school, you know, back when I was coaching and playing, I mean, we didn't have that. When I was a player in high school, we didn't even have a three-point line.
Yeah, right.
So you see that, you know, being a big factor in today's game. And just, you know, the physicality is just so much, has grown so much in the women's game. I mean, it's truly a physical game out there, and they can flat out shoot it. You know, when I played, when I first started coaching back in the early 2000s, it was just like everything was mid-range. Nobody shot the three. Nobody, you know, it was just real fundamental. Now you got, you know, behind-the-back passes, behind-the-back dribble. You know, the game has just evolved so much.
Do you like that, the shot clock here at the Classic, and the fact that it's probably going to be coming to Ohio here at some point permanently? Do you like that here at the high school level?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, you know, especially, you know, because a lot of these players are going to end up playing in college, you know, in the next year or two, so they might as well start getting used to it. You know, because at the college level, with our incoming freshmen, that is probably the biggest biggest thing that they need to learn. Because, you know, the speed of the game happens, and the strategy happens, because you know you're going to get the ball back, you know, under a minute, because you just get a good stop, you have a good chance of winning, you know. So, you know, the strategy changes, and it, you know, just speeds up the game a little bit. So I really enjoy it.
Just for you, recruiting here, what are some things that you're looking for, just for types of recruits, players you want to fit in, I guess, at Owens Community College?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely want, you know, the right player, but we want kids that can do, you know, get stops on the defensive end, be a good teammate, just kind of that little stuff. I mean, you can kind of see players that stand out when you see them handle the ball and shoot the ball and all that, but it's how they interact with their teammates, how they are, you know, on the bench. Are they cheering when a call doesn't go their way? Are they pouting? You know, so it's all that little stuff that we kind of, you know, watch their mannerisms. And then when they get, you know, when they get on the floor, we want to see, hey, can you defend? Can you defend your position? And, you know, again, what kind of good teammate are you?
How's the season going so far, then?
Season's going well. We're in first place in our conference. We're currently ranked number 6 in the country. So
outstanding.
Things are going really, really well. And like I said, when we could be at tournaments. Luckily for us, we're off this weekend, so we could be out for this. So it really worked out.
Thanks for stopping on by.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Again, that's the head coach for Owens Community College out of Toledo. That's Stephen Perry at this year's Classic in the Country.